You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
A historic moment in sports and for the National Basketball Association, and a test for new NBA Commissioner Adam Silver with the whole world watching.
I am personally distraught that the views expressed by Mr. Sterling came from within an institution that has historically taken such a leadership role in matters of race relations and caused current and former players, coaches, fans, and partners of the NBA to question their very association with the league. To them, and pioneers of the game like Earl Lloyd, Chuck Cooper, Sweetwater Clifton, the great Bill Russell, and particularly Magic Johnson, I apologize.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver at today's news conference at NBA headquarters in New York City.
Accordingly, effective immediately, I am banning Mr. Sterling for life from any association with the Clippers organization or the NBA. I am also fining Mr. Sterling $2.5 million, the maximum amount allowed under the NBA Constitution. As for Mr. Sterling's ownership interest in the Clippers, I will urge the Board of Governors to exercise its authority to force a sale of the team and will do everything in my power to ensure that that happens.
The commissioner was forced to make a decision about Donald Sterling, the owner of the LA Clippers, once those racist comments, allegedly with owner Sterling's voice recorded by his girlfriend, became public. And whether to play on or take a stand, the pressure to do something, that pressure was felt in decision moments for players, for other NBA owners, for players on the Clippers who are in the middle of the playoffs, for the African-American coach of the Clippers, Doc Rivers, who says for him it's business as usual in the playoffs, however distracting this whole thing might be.
My job is to try to lead them the best way that I know how. And the best way I know how is to try to get them together, unite them to play, and to play well.
The LA Clippers play at home tonight against the Golden State Warriors, where the players and the fans will be tested. Sponsors have made some decisions to temporarily suspend their association with the Clippers. NBA fans from all over the USA have had to do some soul-searching about how to respond. Wear Clippers jerseys, leave them home, watch the games, boycott the games, root for the Clippers, root against the Clippers. Or what does the owner of my franchise think about all of this? You can hear in the voices of fans just how deeply the Sterling affair has stirred things up.
As a fan, I think that if you have any morals, you shouldn't support the LA Clippers as long as Donald Sterling owns the team. The only thing that will hurt him is no money. I mean, it's a sad thing that, you know, still in 2014, racism is still alive and well, but this is America and the world we live in.
I would like to see him, like, kind of just, like, taken out of the picture altogether. Maybe someone will buy out the team. I'm not really sure. But I think the players, it's a fine line. Like, they have to respect him as an owner, but it's absolutely ridiculous that he's allowed to make comments like that and stay.
The players should just keep making money and just don't worry about that. You know what I mean? So the whole entire organization shouldn't suffer because of one person's ignorance.
Basketball fans this week, including three on the streets of New York City, Ty Pinnick, Shannon Brewer, and Eric Weaver, who refs pickup games and once upon a time refed for the Harlem Globetrotters. Today we spoke with two people in the sports business world about the ghosts of a troubled history of the plantation mentality in Major League sports in the United States. Michael Finkelstein is a professor of sports marketing and management at Rutgers University. Here's his reaction to this week's events.
This has pervaded our leagues for many, many years. I think there are just only a few individuals, certainly in our professional leagues, that may behave like this. But I would like to believe, and I do believe, that the United States still is the leader in the sports business world. And I believe there's still a long way to go. Really need to improve on this, but I believe that everybody realizes this is an absolute necessity.
And we spoke with big-time consultant Harvey Schiller, whose clients are some of the biggest institutions in the sports world. He says that this week is not only a test of NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, but also a test of the progressive racial legacy of former NBA Commissioner David Stern.
I attended the final going away party for former Commissioner David Stern, and Adam Silver, the new commissioner, gave out bracelets to everyone, and the bracelets had on it WWDS, and it was, what would David say? What would the old commissioner say?
What would you say about all this? You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
This is Shelley from Brooklyn. As an African-American, I see the plantation mentality everywhere. I think the only way to properly punish Mr. Sterling is for the players to look at their contracts and see how much more they can take, because he's only interested in money, and allowing him to sell the team only gives him a windfall.
And we will give the last word here to writer, former college football player. He's too short to be a point guard, but he's got a deadly inside shot. The longtime sports commentator for The Takeaway, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Now that the NBA has taken a stand, here's what Ibrahim believes fans and players need to do.
So we just heard from the new NBA commissioner, Commissioner Silver, who's a brand new commissioner, who had to face one of the biggest challenges that the NBA has ever faced with the comments that Donald Sterling allegedly made. And apparently now we know that the voice on the tape making those racist remarks was Mr. Sterling. Now what we do know is that the NBA is going to fine him, ban him for life, and fine him $2.5 million. Seems like a drop in a bucket for a billionaire. But saying that he can't come to games, he can't come to practices, he can't make personnel moves. And what I think is fascinating is that what it does for the league is that it keeps the integrity of the team of the Clippers intact. What we did not hear is, do those players, Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, the sort of core of this championship contending Clipper team, the first good team that they've ever had in their history, are they going to stay? Do they have the right to break their contract? Is Doc Rivers still going to be the coach of the Clippers after this year? He's alluded to the fact that he doesn't want to play for the team anymore. But does it change the fact when Donald Sterling, the racist owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, is no longer there? I think there's a lot of open questions still left to figure out what is the lasting imprint that his ownership and his comments are going to have on the NBA.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, basketball player, basketball fan. You can send us your takeaway at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Tweet us at The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by Reputation.com. With tools to help businesses and professionals manage online reviews and control search results. Introducing reputation scoring for businesses. More at 1-800-REPUTATION or at Reputation.com.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.